We're learning Simen Kuf Pei. We learned the first four Seifim, which are the Dinim of Ksivas Karka. It's interesting, this Simen, which as you can see has 12 Seifim on less than a page, is very short in Shulchan Aruch, but there are three Dairaises. One of three Psukim, but three Yisurim Dairaises. This Ksivas Karka is the first four. Hevav Zayin Ches is the Isser of Srita Alameis. And the last Sifim is the Isser of Karcha Alameis. So we have here a number of Isurim. We'll go through the Halachis, which as you can see are quite short. And we'll see whatever we can try to pick up. And here, hopefully there'll be time, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the Hashkafa of an Inyan here as well. But let's start with the Halachis. Hasayre Pipsari, it says in the Torah three times in Issasrita, in Parshas Kedoshim, and in Parshas Emor. Kedoshim says for all Klal Yisrael, Emor Kainim alone. And the third place we just relayed yesterday in Parshas Re'eh, Loisis Gaididu, which besides the Drasha everyone knows, Loisasu Agudas Agudas, but Pashup Shat is Loisis Gaididu, Loisisimu Karchalameis, is the Isser of injuring oneself in pain over a mace. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Hasayrip Ibsarai, Ein Echayiv, Elim Kein Oisekein Al Meisai, Oy Lavoides Kechavim. Now the Oy Lavoides Kechavim is a little strange that it's mentioned here because that belongs in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. But I guess, since Lamais is the same Isser, it puts them together. We're going to see in a minute. Yes, yeah, it's going to say so. It says Aser b'Psari Nechayv Kain Oisakein Al Meisai, unless he does it because of Tzar on a Meis. Oylav Eitzchavim Elo Shal Meis Echayavim Bein Biyab Bein Bikli. If someone does it because of Tzar on a Meis, there's no difference if he scratches himself or if he does it with a cleat. Only chayiv if one injures himself with a kli. Alright? Simple enough. Now, let's see, Sivav. Gedida v'srita al meis, asar afilo shaloi b'fnei hameis. It's not only if you're in front of the meis, you could think it says in the Torah, al meisai, it means that the meis is in front of you. It says, no, al meisa means the concept a person has tzar on a meis. He's chayiv for injuring himself because of it. The Ramah says, "Val tsar acher shori." Finally, we have something that's a little controversial here. It's interesting. I don't know his man. I mean, what happens if it's a year later?
Is this only for the shedavim?
I don't know.
Anyways,
if someone does srita because of a tsar on a mace, then he's every nisa deres. Now the Ramah says al tsar acher shari that there's no issa srita on other tsar. The Shach Tess brings b'shem the Bach who disagrees. Look in the Grosif Cotton Hay. He says kasev esayisiv afilu isura leka v'ayin Shach. So here we have a machlokes. There's an isur b'chlal to injure oneself in pain over other things, stock market crash, or other things, World Series loss. What? So that's the problem. That's the cash. What?
No, I'm saying 9/11. Also, people were commemorating it
by injuring themselves, really? Okay. So, but I don't know. They were doing it because people died, I guess, and then it would be included in the issue. So here, there's a major problem with this, which it says that al tsar acher, it's mutter. The problem is that there's a Mishnah Bava Kama that says there's an issur of chayvul ba'atzmai. And this is for a person to injure himself. And what? Lysis gaidedu v'lysimu karcha alameis. Lysis Goyd was an issa for a person to injure himself in tsar over somebody who died. So the Ramah is saying, Al tsar achashari, father tsar it's mutter. But here we see that, but the Mishnah says there's always an issa of chayvel ba'atzmai. There's always an issa. What?
Gedida and sarita are the
same. Saret is the scratch, and gedida is, usually gedida is with a kli, is to cut into to oneself.
Blood.
Sorry, I don't know that there's a geder of blood. It doesn't say a geder of blood, so I assume it's the same. So maybe that's the answer. Chayvel ba'atzmai is with blood, and chayvel ba'atzmai is with blood, and srita on other things, but without maybe.
Maybe
the what? So there is a Rambam. The Rambam says a chiddush, which poskim bring ladina. Ramosha, for example, has a tshuva about plastic surgery. There's an iser to undergo plastic surgery because the iser of chayvul ba'atzmai. A person is subjecting himself to chavala, and is that mutter? So what?
Doing something that has a purpose where things aren't going to be improved. On a logical level, why plastic surgery should be different than doing surgery?
Well, plastic surgery, if something has a din mum, there would be no question. If somebody has an injury that's a mum, so then objectively it's a mum. You can, it's a refuah. But if it's not a mum. Remember the Rambam says how long a nose is a mum? The Rambam says longer than your pinky. If your nose is longer than your pinky, now, I always don't know if it's this way or this way. But this way, very few people. This way, every Jew is very close.
Nobody can subject himself to it if it's not for a purpose of
healing
himself.
Okay. You need a marker for it. Refuah is no question, it's mutter. Mm-hmm. Right? But there is a marker for it. The Rambam says that it's only osur. To be chayvul ba'atzmai, derech, there are two gersais in the Rambam. What's the lashon? Derech. No. He says the derech of injuring oneself. It's a lashon that I'm usually comes to my mouth quickly. But he says it's only also if a person does it in the derech of punishment. And if a person does it, not in the derech of punishment, a person does it for any other purpose, it's mutter. Gemara says, Rav Chista, when he came to a thorn bushes, he took off his shoes and walked on them. He said, skin heals, shoes don't heal. So if I scratch my, obviously he was a poor man, but he didn't, if he scratched his shoes, he wouldn't have shoes. So he rather scratch his skin than scratch his shoes. So he there was a chavala batzman. But it's not, I think wrong. What? Derech. When I don't try to think of it, I'll remember it. But at any rate, the Rambam says that it's mutter in other cases. Anytime, like you say, any constructive purpose a person could have is not osur. It's only osur if it's a if it's destructive. Now, you can argue that tsar acher, it's destructive. It's not destructive, a person letting out his anger. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that Kareya al Meisai, the Gemara discusses someone who rips Kriya on a mace, that it's Misakin who waits till Yitzray. The Gemara says that it's Misakin, it calms down his anger. So the Gemara said, the Gemara is not happy with it. The Gemara says, Kachu Dakashi Yitzahara, Hayan Mamalaya Se Kach, Lamacha Mamalaya Se Kach. But nevertheless, there is at least physically some, psychologically.
Okay.
Derech was it two lashanes? Ritzayin and the two gersayin. Ritzayin. Okay. Everything you find on the internet. It's on where? I'm sorry. So at any rate, the derech nitzayin and the derech ritzayin, that's his lashon. There are two Gersais in the Rambam. But anyway, otherwise it's mutter. It could be that that's the pshat. It's mutter. The Chacham Tzvi has the kasha. The kasha tzara chashari. The kfarash in the Gemara in Bava Kama, he has the kasha. A siv zayin. Yesh mishayim adafka srita. Aval maka biyode al besari asher dami shesh is mutter. Yesh mishayis. Some say it's dafka scratching. But if he hits himself until Dama Shai says, then it's mutter. What's a mocker for that? So the Taz brings, the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer died, Rabbi Kiva was makeh, he was makeh al besarei at Shiyat Adam. When Rabbi Eliezer died, there's a whole story behind the Rabbi Eliezer story. Rabbi Eliezer got upset at Rabbi Kiva. He said, now you're coming to visit me, where were you all the years? You didn't come to learn from me. So Rabbi Eliezer was in Shamta, was in Cherem. So it says that by his Levaya, Rabbi Kiva was Makal al Besarei at Shiyat Adam. So the Machlekes Rishayim, what to make from that? The sheet, the first sheet, and the Mechaber holds that it's mutter because it's not Srita. It's Gzeres HaKosev, only Srita and not Makal. The Rosh has a different terrace. The Shach Yud brings the Rosh. Yesh Misha Isa, Baisa, what's it going on? The Aser, even Makal Besarai. There's up the Shach Yud, Baisa Kain Alameis, Avamaisa Kain Bishkil Ataira, Klaima Adam Gadu Shameis, Mistala Ataira Mutter, Rosh. So the Rosh has a different Shana Rabbi Kiva. So according to that, that's Mutter. And Sivkes is the last din. Amisari Te Srita Sameis Echad, Ahe Mason Srita Achas, Chayiv Hei. Why is this brought in Shulchan Aruch, Sivches? Anybody?
Maybe because there's a Gemara that says
it. Yeah, but we don't bring Gemara to Anaf Gemina La Halacha.
It's a Mishnah.
What's the name of Yechayev 1 and Yechayev 5? But a separate Siv like that. It's very strange. I don't know why the Mechaber brings down Sivches. Anyway, these are the four Sifim. These are the Dinim of Sri Dalai. What? Yeah. Right. What? From that Gemara, Rabbi Kiva is enough of a mukmakar. Yeah. Yeah, the Rosh answers Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, Achiyat Saddam.
So notice if someone's upset that accepted Rabbi Yashu was nifter, and he did something to himself, that's much debate on this.
Right.
No, it's for the Torah.
On the Torah. If you feel bad, then the Pesach is not here. So, okay. All right, these are the four Sifim of Srita. So I'd like to discuss with you something that it's more of a Hashkafa Inyan than the Inyan here. Chazal say that when a person dies, there's an obligation to be married to Mois al Adam Kasher. If an Adam the Kasher dies, the person B'chuyiv doesn't say Mechuyiv to be married to Mois. It says Mechuyiv to be Baicha. And it says that if you're married to Mois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer and Menicham Bebeis Genazav, it says a Chashiv thing. Hashkafically, what is the obligation to cry on the death of an Adam God, Adam Kasher? Why exactly is a person crying? Here you have a human being went through his life. Presumably he's dying and going to Gan Eden, not missing much, not missing anything. What is the obligation to weep on the death of an Adam Kasher? This I don't understand. I'm talking 25 years already that I've asked for explanations of this, and I don't understand at all. If you tell me on a Russia that dies, you have to cry, I understand. Because now he's going to get him. If you'd be alive, he could still fix his ways. Now he can't.
Be happy as well.
You mean for yourself you're happy?
Yeah
for yourself you're happy, I understand. When you're crying on Adam Kosher, what?
There's no more mitzvahs.
Oh, so that means it's really for myself I have to cry. That's what people tell me. You. Says a chiyuv to cry for you? That's a very selfish way of crying. You go to Levaya, you're crying for you. You know, it's like a person dies, you're weeping. Why are you crying? He says, you know, he was my patient. He paid me money every month, and now I'm not going to get paid anymore.
Just
co-payment. So, what?
Just
a co-payment. So you tell him, no, you can keep on billing. It's okay, right? But I don't understand just the nakuda of it. What?
What's wrong with crying for yourself?
You can cry for yourself, but that's an obligation that a person is.
Crying because he's
going to
die. So,
it's an attack. I don't disagree. What's the Hezbollah in that?
I don't know. But I'm saying that the crying is not the person crying because somebody else is dying.
He's crying himself that he's dying.
No.
His father was crying that his son was going to die. He was
That he'll eventually die.
No, he's dying.
He's dying now. Yeah. So I understand he's crying because he's losing a son. I understand.
No, he was
upstairs already.
He was upstairs in Shemayim. Yeah. He was crying, their son is dying.
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore.
He's not losing him.
So what's the Hezbollah? So what's the Hezbollah?
I'm saying it's not the person himself.
If why do you cry? Not a child, not a parent. Just another kasha dies. Why a person have to cry? What? Because he can't learn anymore. He's not able to learn. It's a grass. It's a grass. He's crying because he's missing his learning. I want to read you a letter of the Rambam.
You know, someone who represented Torah in all its glory is no longer here.
So we're crying, you read the Sadiris that the Adam Kasher is not here. It's on a regular Adam Kasher, the same thing, every Adam Kasher.
What a direct relationship we don't have, but we know what it did to the door. You make it on the door.
So we're crying for ourselves then, not for him. For ourselves. The Rambam's lashon is to yourself. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avelos that a person has to cry when a nifter dies. Shelo yei achzar. That's his lashon. He shouldn't be an achzar. He shouldn't be a cruel person. That's for himself. That doesn't sound like for himself. The Rambam's lashon is that lo yifka yaisamidai, and he says that. I'll read you a letter of the Rambam to his son. He says, Ashrei Adam Shechasam Yamav B'Mehera. You hear the Lashon? Ashrei Adam Shechasam Yamav B'Mehera. Shalachol Adam Yesh Kitzvah Mahotzarech L'Sakim B'Torah U'Mitzvahs. U'mishagomar HaKitzvah Ahi Hishlum Yamav. Chalzman Shadam Chai Alei Adam Ois Olul Hu Lachdoi. Ki irvay tama b'chayvi, I came with him. She yashlo natsam imehera, v'yetim b'shalom in oil. Funny.
What? What is the amount?
He doesn't tell me. I don't know.
120. A large amount. He needs more years.
Yeah, but he's not really answering the question. The question of why a person is obligated. That I don't know. Why a person has to cry for him?
It's still with the grudge. So the grudge cried for himself. Was upset for himself. Then he's losing this. Why somebody else should cry on that thing?
Okay. It's I don't know. It's a bit of a. A person cries emotionally. He cries. Rav Moshe has what's a typical litvish tshuva. He has it's an Rechaim Chelek Hei. He quotes from the Gesher Achaim that there's a mitzvah to be mitzar on a nifter. Mm-hmm. Rav Moshe says it's not true. There's no mitzvah of tzar. Mitzvah of avelus, but not of tzar. Exactly how you divide. He brings Rashi. Rashi is in Ksubas Davav and in Sukkah somewhere. We had the same going on in Brachas, but Rashi didn't say it in Brachas. It says that a person, a chosn is potem kriya shema, he's tarid. So it says then on a mace, a person is also tarid. So it says, no, this is tirda de mitzvah by chosn akala, and this is tirda de rishus.
Is the sphina going down?
The sphina going down, but the Gemara says it about mace also.
The rishus.
And Rashi's lashon is that there's no mitzvah of tzar, there's only mitzvah of avelus. Exactly how you split that, I'm not sure. So Moshe writes in Afkamina, he says, Minig Yerushalayim is not to rip Kriya Erev Shabbos, or Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, the mitzvah not to rip Kriya. So if Tukatsinski says, because since it's tzar, you don't want to be mitzar going into Shabbos, Moshe says, nothing to do with tzar, it has to do with avelus, not tzar. Exactly how to divide it, I'm not sure. But that's what he said.
So you can have avelus.
So I don't know what
you can have avelus without tzar.
Sure. He says avelus and tzar are two different things. Avelus is a hanhaga, and tzar touches the person.
Sometimes it relieves the person. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's not great. In shach, he was.
Yeah.
He says
over there, he wants to control a Torah. Mitzar al ha-Torah. See, the mitzar, the Torah that's missing. The world is missing Torah, that's what someone said before. That you mitzvah on the Torah that's missing. So you die, you're weeping on Adam Kosher because the world is missing those chusim on that person, that's what you're saying.
No,
mitzvah.
Anisha
Chashuva,
Anisha Kesheva,
which we could,
does
one cry?
It doesn't have to be Limurat Torah, Kima Torah. So,
mitzvah is reflexive. It's pispal. You're really tzar on yourself. Mitzvah. That's the binyan hispal.
Where does it say mitzvah?
It says mitzvah. Mitzvah is lush. Is binyan hispal, right?
It says here. It says also.
Mitzvah al tor.
Oh, mitzvah al tor.
It's your. Okay. It's your. It's your loss.
Okay.
Fit in nicely with what Hashem does with his mouse.
Yeah.
Why would they be valuable to him if it's just?
So it must be valuable. So you're crying because there's less tire in the world. So if you have an Adam Gadol who's in a coma and he dies, then it doesn't apply. Where does it apply? What?
Or Alzheimer's.
What?
It's
going
to get better while
he's
still
alive,
right?
It's always focused,
right?
It's very confusing. I know, this summer, I always go to Ur Sameach Ben Hazmanim after Tisha B'Av. This year, for whatever reason, I went during the 3 weeks. So Rav David Gottlieb was there. So he's a big thinker. So I spoke to him about this. I told him two things I don't understand. One is Kvura. Like it says, Yaakov was crying, he's not going to be buried next to Rachel. What is Yaakov Kiev? He's buried next to Rachel, not buried next to Rachel. I didn't. Where in Chazal do you see such a tsar? I don't know. Kvura is one thing I don't understand. And the other thing I don't understand is Misa. So Kvura, he said, he also doesn't understand. When I asked him about Misa, so he said the following. He said the following, which is like out of left field. No one suggested this. He said the Pshat and the Tzara Nisa is based on one day on a Machlekes Rishayim. I think we've discussed a Machlekes Rishayim, if a person could die before his time because of other people's Averis. If somebody could hurt someone else or kill someone else when it's not his time to die. The Rambam Shita is that it's impossible. That a person has a certain amount of time, no one could kill him if he's not supposed to die. And there are other Rishayim that disagree. The Alshach, it's called the Shittas Alshach, that a person has Bechira. Someone wants to kill somebody, he can kill somebody. He's not supposed to die. So Bechira takes precedence to the Basheret of years. So that's a Machlekes Rishayim. So he said, we cry because the person could have died earlier because of other people's Averis. So, I don't know, it doesn't seem why people cry.
The person could die earlier because of the bureaucratic mix up in the Malach HaMavis.
That's a very strange story. I don't know how to explain it, but anyway, that you wouldn't cry. It's not. I don't know. It doesn't fit well, and it's not laid all the Rishayim. And I told most Rishayim hold like the Rambam. He said, "No, I have a list. Most Rishayim hold the other way." Mm-hmm. I told him, "What do you mean, Rashi Shita?" He said, "No, Rashi Shita, so I cared." So, you know, I'm going to tell
him.
Should
someone cry?
He has one Rashi. I have a different Rashi.
Should someone cry if he misses giving or getting a shear? If he misses a seer?
Yeah, I hope a person should cry. It has nothing to do with the person dying.
Right.
Yeah, so why Adam gave 70 years to David? Yeah. That's a raya that what?
If you have a set amount of time, you can't change it because of somebody else.
That you can't change it, okay. The explanation by David, though, is that David was the tikkun for the chet of Adam. If not for Adam's chet, there wouldn't have been a need for a Mashiach. David was the tikkun for the chet of Adam.
Right, right.
And that's the vart that Adam gave years. You really can't give years away. How do you go? Where do you go to the bank to give years? It's.
He said it was a contract. Yeah,
it was a contract with Adam. Is it 9:30? Adam, you mean? Yeah, Adam gave. I'm saying the Adam giving was to be misak in the Avera that he did. I think that's the explanation. I don't know if you find it elsewhere. It's such an idea. So, okay. What? For Kavod HaShechina, we cry. But the Kavod HaShechina is hidden. There's no Kavod HaShechina if the reason we cry. Maybe. I should bring you once from Shlomo Kluger's Tzava. Shlomo Kluger writes a Tzava before his 50th birthday. He says, since my 50th birthday is coming, and the Torah says that in 50 years a person could go chafshi, doesn't have to be tied up. He says, Ulai eske, and the Rebbe Yishol will take my neshama, and I'll be zaychet to be chafshi, whatever he means. And so he writes the tzava. He kept on writing. He lived to 70. He wrote, they say he wrote Svarim Kaminyan Shleimai, you know, like 375 Svarim. So I don't know how many tzavois he wrote, but in the back of one of his tzavarim, it has about five. Very memorable. He writes, I don't care where you bury me, just not next to rich people. That's how she says. But,
crying at weddings, you do understand.
Crying at weddings? Depends on the shidduch, you know. You see, there, it's an emotional crying. They don't tell the person stop crying. It's pretty, it's nice. You know, they're crying emotionally. By a vaitzar, it's not, doesn't, it also comes from the heart, but it's a different cry. That's right. But the Imam Chayf is not because you don't want to live, it's because this. The quality of life, the way we usually understand it. I'll tell you, there's some cipher in Al HaTorah and Parashas Kisavai. That's why I saw this Igeres HaRambam, Ashri Misha Chosav Yodah B'Mehera. So there's a pasuk, Vaisircha Hashem L'Pri Bitnecha. It says, Vaisircha Hashem, Hashem will let you live longer. So he brings the Rambam's letter, that the Rambam says that Ashri Misha Gamar Yama B'Mehera. And then he says, "That's Shan Pasuk Vaisircha Hashem L'Pri Bitnecha." If you give him more life, you have to do to help others, to help others, to help offspring, to help others, and right? That's how he comes into a musavart in the pasuk. All right, so these are four sifim on Srita Alameis. No big machlekes in one machlekes in tsar. If there's an isser on tsar acher machlekes, the Raman the Beis Yosef against the Bach and the Shach. Okay, the last four sifim is Karcha Alameis, which the Chayra has no big chidushim, but it does actually have a big lumdis here in Siftes. So let's learn Siftes, and I'll tell you where the lumdis comes in. Karcha, the Isser, what does it say? Loisis Gaidadov, Loisisimu Karcha Alameis. Karcha, Ushatoilish Misar Roshai Alameis, Bechalmachim Beroish. The Isser is pulling hair out of the head in pain over a death. Why would anybody do that?
Especially when you're losing something.
People do that. It's such a tsar, I don't know. Anyway, they used to do things different. They used to wear sackcloth and put ashes on their heads. And the advice says they had different emotional outlets. I don't know. Anyway, karku shetolish misar roishi alameis b'chol makim b'roish bein b'yad bein b'sam, whether by hand or with some type of a medicine, sam. The shear to be over on a deraisa is the size of a gris that's left bald without hair during due to his pulling it out. A gris is like a penny, the size of an insect, of a large insect. And the yeshayim shtei saris, machleks in the Gemara, some say shtei saris. The yesh mishayim di sura ika afilu b'seir echad. Now here's an important line. Yesh mishaimer di suri ika afilu b'seir echad. Machlekes in the Gemara kigris or shtei saris. Who? Why yesh mishaimer? There's the iser b'seir echad. So what do you say? Chatzishias. Look in the Gra. The Gra here says in Yud Beis, harash b'seif ma'yiv katan v'ator the chatzishir asim enatayr. So here we have a chiddush in the Gra, and you'll see in a minute there's a tremendous chiddush. Chatzi shir appears in the Gemara only by food. Sugya Masechtas Yuma, chatzi shir asur is by food. There's an issa tida kazayis on the vela, tida mashu, or chatzi zayis on the vela, issa dairaisa. Rakshen loikin olav, to eat the chatzi shir of food, that is an issa dairaisa. The Prima Gadim, in his Agdama Tilchas Basa B'cholav, is mesupik if there's an issa bishul chatzi shir. Someone cooks basa b'chalav chatzi shir, or he says hanah chatzi shir. The prima gadim is mesupik, and he believes in the tzarachim. His shaila is this rule chatzi shir also in a Torah is a din in macholis asuras. It's a din in food, or is it a din in kol Torah kula? Anything that has a shir in the Torah, that if you do chatzi shir, that's also an issur d'oraisa. That's the prima gadim safik. And this gra holds. Clearly, the chatzi shir asur b'Torah is not only by food. Yeah. If you look at the Gilya Marshar, Shlomo Eger on the side, Shlomo Eger says, Yishma yesh mi sha'imer di sura ika, yira de ratzalayma asur b'Torah, v'ken kasav b'loshin yesh aimerim, Shum de la hare, the Mishlo Melech, Perek Aleph, Nechaz Chametzul Matzah, Alach HaZayin, the Stam Achila B'chol Shehu. The Re'im explains, why is Chatzis Shia by food Asim and Atayr? Stam Achila is Kol Shehu. V'sechel Kol Neveila is Kol Shehu. V'asi Alach HaMishim Sinai V'uk Me'ak HaZayis. Alach HaMishim Sinai plugged it in, that it's the only Chayv or HaZayis, Linyi Malkis. That's only for punishment. Linyi Nisar, Nishar B'Kol Shehu, Linyan Isser, it stays a kalshu, im kain. Bishari surim, less than the chatzisha asam in atayr. Then there's no din, the chatzisha is asam in atayr, bishari surim. Avamit rabban, avadil kuliyama asr, etc. So he says, the Gilim Rasha say, the machloikis, the yesh mishayimer, in the first shita, they're arguing in the prima gadam safik. They're arguing if chatzisha asam in atayr applies to srita sayar, or does not apply to srita sayar.
Somebody eats a
chatzis shir
at the last second of Yom Kippur.
Oh, you mean that's chatzis? Okay, but I won't get to that for a second. Just I want to point out to you, Rabbi Kiva Eger, which I don't fully understand. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, his son, explains what he's talking about. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Siftes, a filoseir echad. What does he mean? Haynu mitam de tlishas or osam in atayr l'kuti chacham tzvi. What's he talking about? Haynu mitam. What? Oh, you have it. So, what does he say? Oh my! So, what's in the Rebbe Kiva Eger? There must be some Gerson mistake in the Rebbe Kiva Eger. See, on the side, you have it in the copy. I happen not to have it. It says in the side that it's al chatzis shir. So what's Rabbi Kiva Eger saying? Hainu mitam tlishas. It must be not or. It must be a different word there. What do you have? Oh, okay. That fixes things. Oh, tolish tof lamid yud was probably chatzis. And Shin Shrechel Ayin Vav Reish was Shir. How do you like that?
Oh,
that's probably how the printer messed it up.
That's Chatzi Shir.
The Tali was the Chatzi.
Oh.
And Shin Shrechel Ayin Vav Reish was Shir. Look at that. Oh, wow. That's Shtari. That's Shtari? What? No, I'm guessing that that's where it came from. Makes sense. No, they have here in the Gilead the Lekutei Chacham Tzvi. It says that's Chatzi Shir. It doesn't fit into the Kibbutz. What? Where? But if you eat less than that, it's chatzis shir and it's a derais. So, all right. So, what it depends is on the following. The Gemara in Yuma says a reason the chatzis shir is awesome in a Torah. It says mishum the chazi litzdarufei. Chazi litzdarufei means if a person is going to eat a kazayis of nevela, God forbid. So when he starts eating, he's eating half a shir. When he finishes eating, he ate a whole shir. When he ate the chatzis shir, it's chazi litzdarufei. It could be mitzdarif to the whole shir, and therefore that's part of the issa d'araisa. The Gemara says this lomdis for chatzis shir awesome in a Torah. In the Yeshiva Shevelt, there's a Chakira in Chatzis Shir Asam and Atayra. Bava Chanan, Bava Kama, the second Chelik he has in Bava Kama. I think he has a long Arichas on this. If Chatzis Shir Asam and Atayra is a Simin or a Siba? Simin means that it's a Simin, the Torah meant to ask a half a Shir. Because anytime you eat Nevela, you first eat half a Shir, and that's also part of the Aveira. You have to eat the whole Shir B'mezit. So, to get Malkus. So it's just a simen that the chatzis shir is aser, or is it a siba? Because in fact you could finish it to a kazayis. That's why it's a deraisa, because it could get finished into a kazayis. So it has to be a deraisa. Nafkamina they bring is did you mention Mendy? If the last second of Pesach someone eats half a shir of chametz, it's not chazir tarufa. He can't. There's not enough time to eat more.
If it's a
Is it? The second nafkamina is chatishib betaruvus. It's a machlekes rishayim. You only chayiv if you eat a kazayis b'teachilas pras. What happens if I have a chatzi zayis of nevela mixed into a pras of food? It's not bottled. It's nice and tam. If the person eats that, it's going to take him k'teachilas pras to eat the chatzi kazayis. So it's not chazis tarufe the way it is. If you eat, you couldn't be chazis tarufe. So if your chazis tarufe is a siba, here, it can't come to it. If you're only assuming that the Torah meant to aser, then it's aser. So there's a Shagas Aryeh, which if you listen to Bar Mitzvah boys around Pesach time, it's a popular Shagas Aryeh. He deals with if your own chatzi shir of chametz on Pesach, if it's aser min haTorah, it's bayira bayimatzer. So he says that it's not a derais. Because chatzik shir has to be chazi litzdarufe, that when you get your second chatzik zayis, you were over with your first as well. Person eats half a kazayis in the veil, then eats another half a kazayis. The first half a kazayis was in sederais. If a person owns from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., he owns a chatzik zayis of chametz. Then 9 a.m. he gets a second chatzik zayis. He's only ever by yira at 9 a.m. It doesn't make that when he owned it from 8 to 9 was an issa deraisa. At that time, he didn't have a shear. So to Shagas Aryeh, that's not chazi, called chazi. Chazi lets darufe. Chazi lets darufe means if you do more, it'll make the first one into an issa deraisa. But if you don't make it, but if you get more, the first still will live, not a shear, deraisa. You don't say chazi lets darufe. Follow? Shagas Aryeh says it's only like midi da achila, where when you finish eating, it makes the first one a derais. What? Okay, good. 1 second. But just, I'll tell you in a second. Just it comes out like the Shagas Aryeh that by here, let's say a nazir cuts one hair, or alameis, he pulls out one hair. So that is chazil starufa. Then when he pulls out the second hair, it turns out the first hair wasn't necessarily right. So it should. He's not going to see, but he's just going into the fact that it's b'metzius chazil starufa. What?
The
bishul basa b'chalav. Right, bishul basa b'chalav. It won't be because when you cook the second, there'll be a separate cooking. Right, nothing happening. And even if you cook the first again, there's a bishul basa b'chalav. Now you're saying about carrying two amis. So carrying two amis, interesting. Why? You know you're allowed to carry two amis l'chatzila on Shabbos. 3.9 you're allowed to carry. You're allowed to carry. There's no issur d'rabbanan on carrying less than dalal amis b'shul sarab.
Not a
chilul.
What?
One of them to be hold that chatzis shir is by shari surim. So there's a balamar. The balamar in the beginning of Perek HaZayrik. He says the Isser Haitzah is to carry Mershus L'shus Shayach L'shus Arabim Mershus Hayachid. Dalet Amis is a person's Mershus. Mershus Hayshaladim is Dalet Amis. The Isser of carrying out of Dalet Amis is an Isser of carrying out of your Mershus. According to him, it's not Dalet Amis.
The Mershus doesn't move with you.
When you put it down, it moves with you. But when you pick it up and you take it, you're carrying out of the Mershus it started in. So he said, that's an explanation why there's no chatzi shir. Because Daver is not a shir of Dalet Amis. Daver is carrying it out of Rishusai Shalada, which is Dalet Amis, into the next spot. So that's the chiddush of the Malamar.
So if an object is standing three amos away from me, and it's moved 2 amos to 5 amos away from me, so it has moved from my Rishusai.
So I don't know if he says Rishusai the person or Rishusai the object. Okay, I have to look at the lashon. Goes to just the object, just as lashon is that a person is holding an object. But so I'm not sure. Yichud chatzi shir. How could that be? Okay. So maybe you're right. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Typically, you pick something up when you're standing there.
And if you move, then you're Jewish Christmas with you, so it never went out of you.
So it's where, well, that he means where it started from the Akira to the Hanukkah, it's from where it's just to it. I think that's what he means. You know, if you have a baby that's crying in the street, you can carry him less than Dalet Amis at a time. The problem is you can't, the same person can't do it repeatedly less than Dalet Amis. So Gezeira will do more than Dalet.
How do you take him into
but different people, each person could do less than Dalet Amis. Once you get him near the house, usually you can coax him in. But, yeah.
Where do we see, I'm sorry, that's the question again. Where do we see that this is not the of the power? Actually, the last sheet is.
I think in the Gemara, it's the Machlaikis Sameiroim. Yeah, the Machlaikis, who is it? The Gra brings it. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Alak Rav Yehuda. It's a Machlaikis in the Gemara. So. No, Machlaikis there is if it's Shtei Saris or Kigris. The Yeshai Mechatzi Shir has to do with whether you all Chatzi Shir also Menatar.
Well, I'm saying that any time you have to do it,
right. No, because the Gemara is talking for Einshin. No. No, not necessarily. The Rosh says that. The Rosh says, you say Alechila Samara, so you have to eat a Kazayah Samara. But
where does that bring the seed here?
We are by
the
first two sheetahs are the shear. The question is the third. The church, the third day says Yesh Misha Iser B'Seir Echad. Why else is it also? The Gemara says that the shear is Shtei Saris.
Does
the
Yesh
Misha
go on both sheetahs? The Yesh Misha go on both sheetahs. One here to a grist, or one here to two grist. It's still Chatzi Shear.
It's still Chatzi Shir. He's saying, how do they see it? I guess that's the svara that they. That's the svara that they add.
Yeah.
But you're going to be chayv on. If it's cooking from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock and you add more than 9 o'clock, you chayv on, the person's chayv on 9 o'clock, not on 8 o'clock. It doesn't make them a freya. Like by eating, that the first achila was chayiv. It makes that the second achila is chayiv. It makes that the second one is chayiv, not the first.
Is chatzi shir min haTorah, is it a pasuk? Is it a svara? Is it that chatzi shir is a raisa? So what is it? How do we learn?
Because one man the other is a pasuk. Kol chaylev, kol is the rabbi's chatzi shir. It doesn't fit. The truth is, the achrayim who tain this, that it's only by achila because it is. So they show and day and afav, I think. You're not yaitzer. The question is, there's a mitzvah. It's interesting. Mitzvah declares if an onus who can't eat the full shear of matzah has a mitzvah to eat, has a mitzvah to eat a chatzis shear. I don't think we find anywhere in halacha such an idea. A person can't do the whole; he should at least do a part. No, I don't think there's such an idea. But is it truly Rabbi Kiva Eger? He says that fisurei hanoah. The shear is a pruta, not a kazayas. Prima Gadim says that basa b'chalav is a zayas. It's mesupid, v'yichati zayas, chati zayas, v'yichayev. The Kiveger in the Tshuva says this hanoah is not telling kazayas. What does kazayas have to do with hanoah? It has to do a pruta. And since it has to do a pruta, is a chashav amani, so therefore it has to do a pruta. If Gemina, I remember once Rav Parm had a shaila with somebody who needed medication. In the middle of Pesach, a mystic medication. I guess it was Sakana, I don't remember all the details. But I remember the idea was to do Chatzi Shir. So the Shir is a Kazayas, so it was not so hard. Medicine is usually less than a Zayas anyway. So the Shir is a Pruta, you don't get medicine for less than a Pruta. So, what? Hanoah, Isser Hanoah? Maybe Vasu Chal is different. Maybe because there's an Isser. Could be. There's such a. There's a Nakuda in the flaw of the Rambam. And the Rambam has a Nakuda in the flaw. He calls it in the Pirush Rishayis and Krisus. The Nekudah flaw of the Rambam is, if it would be la'alacha l'maisa, it would be important l'maisa. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Dogam Ravavim, Pei Zayin, and the Gilyan brings it. The Rambam says that there's no iser bishul nevela b'cholav. There's no iser cooking nevela b'cholav, because, why not? It's basa b'cholav. There's no iser nevela, there's no iser cooking nevela. So he says... He says that, I think he says all three, and maybe you're right. The way I remember is he says, yes, why not Bishl? Anyway, the Rambam's the flaw is that they're totally Zeb is there. He says, all three Surim. So, okay, you remember better than me. The Kula flaw of Rambam is that the Surim Atulian Zeb is there, at least Hanan Achila. So if there's no Isser Achila, there's no Isser Hanan. By achila, ain't it a chalalis? It isn't available. So memela by hanoah, he says there's no issur. Nafkamina is if you could have hanoah from cheeseburgers are not possible chalav, so it's not a good example. But nevela with milk, dog foods, cheeseburgers are not possible chalav because they don't cook them together. They cook the burger, they cook the thing, and they put one on top of the other. But dog food, there's some dog foods that are possible chalav.
Bishul would have been in that. People go to chef school.
Chef school.
They all cook.
They shmear butter on their on the steaks. So. What? It's not. The Peskim don't bring a la'alacha. The Peskim don't bring. Don't revav a tech and zitzu. When we learn Yeridayah, the Rambam said it's not la'alacha. You have to be careful. If you pour hot cholent into a garbage, you have to make sure there's no milk in there. No? Shalei the official is also us. What? With what? Nevela wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, according to Rambam. Incinerators?
Garbage disposals, you mean?
So Shah's turning on the incinerator. What? All Shalei Kederach is awesome in Durbanon. All Shalei Kederach, like Kederach Haitzah, Shalei Kederach Hafila, Shalei Kederach should be us. It should be the same is any shino is the same. Let's finish the simin. Sif Yud. Karach achas al hay mesim. Someone ripped here on five mesim. Einichay vela achas. Avalim karach hay krichais. Karchais. Al mesa echad. Chay vela kol achas la achas. Again, I don't know why it's brought. It has nothing to do with halacha l'maisa. So... I don't know.
Elos, the
tshuva. The tshuva, how much tshuva they do. Yud Aleph, hakereach b'roishu shel chavei, right? This is interesting. Somebody who's in such tzar that he rips out someone else's hair.
Right?
It's a good friend.
V'amistarif b'bosa chavei, right? He scratches someone else. The chavei misayaya. Shteya mazidim shteyam lichen. If they're both mazed, they both get malchus. So this we had by service kaka, and we're going to have it later when we learn peyah. Peyah is the next simon we're going to learn next week. These halachas, there's a halacha that a mesayaya is chayiv. We're going to have a riba yakra. So here, presumably also, that there's a chayiv on both.
One person pulled out one here, and the other one pulls out one here.
These mesayayas, these are in the rest on the second here. Yud Beis, Gam.
Right.
He has to be maskim to be chayiv.
No, but I'm saying it's also
getting back.
Belong.
What?
It also doesn't really belong.
Yeah, it's all nafkamin is for nachinami.
Getting back to your plastic surgeon, so it's also for a person to be a plastic surgeon
on
somebody else.
No. You mean according to the Havamina that it's also. The Meiser says it's not Derech Nitzayin, not Derech Nitzayin. So it's
Mutter.
He says it's Mutter because there's no Issa Chavala. But if there would be an Isser, then it would be Isser only on the one who did it.
But not on the doctor.
The doctor's the one who's doing it. No, the one who does it.
The one who did it.
What? Yud Beis, Gama Noshim Ushoreis Bebal Yikrichu, what's the Chiddush? Also, ladies are Mitzuva in Bal Yikrichu. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. That's why the Chosh came to Bal Yisritu. The Rama says Yesh Asiram Shleitis Lashna. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Tito Lashna Besareyam Almeis Shleitivenu De Karcha. The Chaim Besrita. So you have to warn the ladies. Ladies are emotional. So what? Tolash is pulling out here. Yeah. All right, so the halach is here are fairly simple.
Why is it
the
only for light of vinyl?
What?
Why is it only for light of
vinyl? I mean, why is the Ramos saying... yeah, I don't know. Besides, I'm a stop and they pull out one here. It means they pull at the here and it might come to pulling it out. I just want to see the Yad Ephraim. Interesting Yad Ephraim. A Noida Behuda of great controversy. Kosev B'tshuvas Noida Behuda. Why he has it in this sin and beats me? I think it was he was giving share on Sunday mornings. It was very dry, so he wanted to stick in an interesting Noida Behuda. The Yad Ephraim puts in the B'tshuvas Noida Behuda, Chelik Beisim and Pei. Ein Lahatir, listen to this. First, somebody wants to shave, to get a close shave. See, I have an eitzer. Let him first cut with scissors, which is mutter. And then the hair is so short. Because the hair that's left, the tilas hazug, is an amount that a scissor can grab. So if it's going to be smaller than the shear, so you first you cut with a shaver, with a scissor. Then the hair is less than the shear. And once the hair is less than the shear, you're allowed to shave it, the lesser. Look, no, you know, the shapakasha giluach apakaigav. So this is a Noida Behuda that has a story to it.
It's shaving on
Noida Behuda, yeah. Noida Behuda has a tshuva about shaving a chamayid, in which the beginning of the tshuva, he's adamantly against shaving a chamayid. And at the end of the tshuva, he writes not to be meichin those who do it. I think he says metam komo simadi. I have a secret reason. He says so. No one knows why. Noida Behuda. They assumed he's big sevach Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam shita is that if you shave erev yomtiv, you're allowed to shave on chamayit. Because what's this? It's shave on chamayit. Shalo yikonis l'regel shuvinovel. So Rabbeinu Tam says if you shave erev, you're allowed to shave again. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam, only by nails, but not by shaving or haircuts. So, one of the Talmidim in the Noida Behuda, he wrote a Sefer Tshuvas Malamed Lahayil. So he was Megala, the Siba Komus of the Noida Behuda. He said, the Siba Kamusa, right? He says that the Noida Behuda in Prague had big mulchamis with people who shave with a razor. There are people who shave with a razor, and he had bil muhammad to get them to stop. One of his limudei schus was that maybe if you shave every day, the hair never reaches a size of kedei letilas hazud, never reaches a size that could be cut, and maybe that's not an esedei raisa. Why maybe? Because he has a tshuva. Someone asked him, this is tshuva simen pei, this is an iser. And he says that we only find in the Gemara a shear in Hilchas Nazir. By Nazir it says a certain size. We don't find the Hilchas Tar, and he rejects the Heter. But his Talmud writes, I think his Lashon is, he writes such a Lashon that Lachadev Esrim, if they'll bring him to the Bezer Shomala, he'll be Melamed Schus. These people he fought against, you know, his whole life, they should stop shaving. So he writes, when it comes to Bezer Shomala, he'll be Melamed Schus on them. Doesn't say anywhere the Feirish that there's an Isser if it's very short. So he felt if they're not going to shave a chamayit, the hair's going to grow long. And then here, Isruchag, they're going to go shave with a razor. They'll be over on five Yisurim derises. So better let them be makel on the chalamayit, same as Rabbeinu Tam. And it's his shav and it's his rabbanon. And so he writes that it's awesome, but he says not to start off with people who do it. It depends who. But anyway, this was. What? Why was the Talmud Begala what the Rebbe didn't want? It's an old, I don't know, an old Shaila. But anyway, I guess he's showing the godless of his Rebbe. Okay, next week we're going to learn Kuf Pei Aleph, which is the Dinam of Peyos.